Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear. It's a warm day across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A light breeze brings some relief in Haifa. As we head into the evening, temperatures will remain mild, making it pleasant for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran launches missile barrage towards Israel following ceasefire agreement. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, Trump agrees to a 2-week ceasefire with Iran, halting all strikes. This is from I-24 News earlier this hour. Also this hour, Trump agrees to double-sided ceasefire with Iran for 2 weeks, stating all military objectives have been met, as reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, Trump is backed into a corner on Iran. Prepare for him to start blaming Jews, according to a report from Forward earlier today. And finally, Jewish groups condemn Trump's threat that a whole civilization will die in Iran. This is reported by JTA from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Monica Marks, a commentator on Middle East affairs, posted just minutes ago that while ceasefire talk is promising, Israel and Iran continue trading attacks. Iran is still active against Gulf states tonight, although these attacks might slow if the US and Iran exercise restraint. Eli Afriat, an Israeli political commentator, noted minutes ago that the US coordinated the temporary ceasefire with Israel in advance. This move opens the Strait of Hormuz without Iran meeting any demands for a permanent end to hostilities. Guy Az, a senior Israeli diplomatic source, echoed similar sentiments about the US coordination with Israel on the ceasefire. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the missile barrage from Iran. The Jerusalem Post reports that sirens blared across Israel as missiles targeted southern, central, and northern regions. This attack comes despite the ceasefire agreement, indicating tensions remain. Civilians in affected areas face disruptions and heightened anxiety. Turning to the ceasefire agreement, I-24 News explains that President Trump and Iranian officials have agreed to halt actions for 2 weeks. This agreement aims to offer a cooling-off period following intense exchanges. The ceasefire is significant for regional stability, though its success depends on adherence by both parties. Meanwhile, Trump's agreement to a double-sided ceasefire has drawn mixed reactions. JNS highlights Trump's statement that military goals were already achieved. This could signal a strategic pause, although critics argue it may embolden Iran. The region watches closely for any shifts in U.S.-Iran relations. On the diplomatic front, Forward suggests Trump may begin shifting blame onto Jewish communities amid the crisis. His rhetoric has sparked concerns over rising tensions and scapegoating. Jewish groups are apprehensive about the implications for community safety and international relations. Finally, JTA reports that Jewish organizations have condemned Trump's recent statements regarding Iran. The Jewish Council for Public Affairs emphasized the dangerous nature of such rhetoric. As the situation evolves, fostering dialogue remains crucial to prevent escalation. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that an Israeli drone factory recently acquired by Velorix sustained significant damage from an Iranian missile. The aerosol facility was hit just hours after a takeover deal was finalized. Separately, Ynet Business details a ruling by a Tel Aviv court against the businessman accused of asset concealment. The court upheld a decision ordering him to pay $50 million to his ex-spouse, citing his expertise in hiding assets. And finally, Israel Hayom highlights investor concerns over rising oil prices. Trump's declarations caused a sharp increase to $107 per barrel. This volatility impacts both local markets and global economic stability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.